I am Marika Goodrich. I'm a transfer and re-entry student at University of California, Berkeley. I am a senior in the American Studies program.
Okay, as a student, speak about what all the escalating problems are on campus with the escalation of fees and the declining of educational services. In other words, what the students are fighting for and against.
Well, let's see where to start.
How much it costs to go to school.
Right now, the biggest,
that's impacting.
The thing that's most visible to the students is the upcoming vote on the fee increases, because it would be a 32% fee increase over the next year, which is going to have real, how do I say this? The fee increases are going to make public education inaccessible for a large number of students on campus. And there's a lot of fear in every sector, with faculty, with workers, and with students. But the fear with the students is that they're not going to be able to either continue their education, or they're going to have to take on larger financial aid packages, increase student loans, and at the same time, take longer to graduate. So it seems like these fee increases are going to be a lose-lose situation for the students all across the board. Our libraries were closed on Saturdays, and a number of them still are. They're getting reopened slowly thanks to the actions of some students who staged a library sit-in and demanded that we have our public spaces back, because how else are we going to get our education if we can't actually have places to study in? Student services are being cut. We don't have the same access we used to advisors, to our faculty, even in just in terms of communication. People's faculty phone lines are being, faculty, you know, their telephone lines are being cut. Communication is really tough in that sense. It's just at every level of how our university operates, the students are suffering, and they're getting angrier about it as, you know, these actions go on.
It's interesting that the San Francisco Chronicle just admitted a fact in that if that fee increase goes through, then the university is ready to go after out-of-state students, the ones who can pay more, and that the revenue shift has actually technically turns it from a public to a private university system. I do have some education in the system at San Diego State. About 10 years ago, things were already escalating back then as far as what it costs to go to school. But talk about the whole overall structure of things. This system was set up, and it was kind of a model system where anybody from California can go to the community colleges, get 2 years of education. If they get that, they have automatic entry into some level of four-year college. Some could get into UC, some could get into state. But there was a process where education was guaranteed for people, and to varying extents, you know, it wasn't putting people into debt like a feudal system. Now, this situation where high school students can't necessarily get into the system out of high school, even if their achievements there, community college students can't necessarily get into the next level of system. And the fee structure was set to minimize out-of-state students by charging them more and maximize in-state students, but now they want to turn it the other way. You know, hey, if you could pay, you know, we want you. So how is all of that impacting your education, and also considering that the number of professional jobs in society where the education pays off has actually been reducing over the decades. How does this affect students going in and using UC Berkeley to get a quality education?
That is a loaded question. Well, I'll start at the community college level, because the community colleges and the CSUs are affected by the state budget crisis more so than the UCs. And I know at Berkeley City College, they have, at this point, the figure I was told is one financial aid representative to, how can I say this? At Berkeley City College, they have one financial aid representative for 7,200 students, per 7,200 students, excuse me. And I think that just goes to show how difficult it is at that level, which is supposed to be, you know, this introductory, affordable, accessible level for education to move up in higher education. And if the students are getting shut out of that system, it's only going to have a ripple effect throughout the system. It already is having a ripple effect. The CSUs are, they're cutting classes. They are having the same kinds of, you know, budget cuts and layoffs as the UCs are experiencing. But at the University of California, the issue is more so with the fact that the university has the ability to keep public education affordable and accessible and of a very high quality for students in this state. And if things continue the way they do, it's basically not only going to shut out those students who are already being shut out at the community college levels, it's going to effectively erase a successful generation of people in our state. It's not going to let these people achieve at the potential that they have. It's not going to let, you know, students from any background get the education that they want. If they want to become a doctor, if they want to become a lawyer, if they want to become a professor, if they want to go into business, they're not going to have that same opportunity because they won't have the ability to even get that education. And
one more question. Describe the action that was publicized, maybe it was about a month ago, timed with the first day of classes for some of the universities, where the students came out. Describe that action.
The walkout on September 24th was historic. I mean, Berkeley is known for its activism. It's known for its social movements, obviously, like the free speech movement, but the walkout was something different. The walkout was really the first time where the students, the workers, and the faculty came together to fight the system. It was, how can I say this? It was really a symbolic action of, it was the symbolic action of solidarity and of the fact that we aren't going to let the effects, or we aren't going to let these, how can I say this? I don't want to say a bad word. Sorry. It was a day where all the factions of the university came together to fight back and to take a stand and to show solidarity with each other and throughout the state. Berkeley was lucky enough in a sense because we started on the semester system, and so students were able to mobilize easier because we had some time, and we actually got to experience the effect of these budget cuts and of these layoffs as we were in school. The other UCs that are on quarter systems, this was their first day of school, so they were about to go into it, but at the same time, there was definitely a turnout, you know, all across the state, and I think that really shows how strong our solidarity is and that the walkout was just the beginning of this fight.
Back to the student issues, we're discussing just how much pressure students are under. I think students who go into my opinion, who go into a decent university, get a pretty good education, but it's almost like a feudal system. More and more higher education is needed just to make a living. Graduate school is needed to get into the professions. Students and families have to go further and further into debt to get that education. The volume of professional jobs has been on the decline for decades now as the number of educated students go up. So I think a lot of students are in a situation where they're going heavily into debt to get an education so that they have the right to actually compete for something out there in society when they get done. And now with what's going on now, the conditions are just being exacerbated. So talk about what, you know, bluntly about what some of the conditions are that are being faced by students right now, and that also it's sort of expected that students are in a subservient position as students, that they're not supposed to be up there fighting the bureaucracy and staff and doing it, you know, because if you're in the classroom fighting with your teachers, you're not getting much out of it. So talk about the students who some see as being in a privileged position, what position you're actually in and what you need.
Well, right now, President Yudof and the UC Regents have given the students essentially only two options. Either increase your debt to continue your education, or enter a workforce with historically low unemployment rates and a struggling economy to try to support yourself. Neither one of these options is a path, to success. Neither one of these options actually benefits the students, and at the same time, neither one of these options is going to benefit the future of this state. It really shows the lack of priorities in the UC administration. It really shows that they are not looking out for the students' best interests. They're not looking out for the workers' best interests. They are not upholding their mission to maintain public, they're not maintaining their mission to uphold. They're not following through with their responsibility to preserve public education and to keep it affordable and to keep it accessible to students across class lines, race lines, and at the same time, state lines, because they shouldn't be using out-of-state students as a, you know, supplemental revenue for the university. They shouldn't do that. Education is a public good. Education should be a right, especially with the state of our state and the state of our country right now. Opportunity and success should not be available to merely those with privilege. It should be available to everyone to benefit. I don't know how to say it. It should be available to everyone, and privilege shouldn't be a part of it. It should be, I don't know how to say what I want to say. It's just affordability, accessibility, and diversity. Privatizing the university is perpetuating a racist capitalist structure that is proving to obviously not work very well. And that's why the students, the faculty, and the workers are joining together, because something's not operating right. It's becoming more and more evident. It operated under the radar for years this way, and now all of the flaws are coming to light. But at the same time, it's the students, the faculty, and the workers who have to bear the brunt of this. And the UC administration, the executives, are still giving themselves bonuses. they're still rewarding themselves for this situation. And it doesn't take a university degree to know that that's wrong. Right.
Okay, thanks to the three of you, and I'll be staying on this story for people in the community to hear.